This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid are meeting in Rome Sunday as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel say they want to reset ties after the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump, while former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power. Lapid said Sunday he told Blinken Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress and with the White House and U.S. President Joe Biden. Israel's new regime does align with the old when it comes to concern about Biden's interest in reviving the 2015 nuclear deal with the Jewish state's self-proclaimed archenemy, Iran. Hong Kong police arrested a former senior journalist with the Apple Daily newspaper at the international airport on Sunday night on a suspected national security charge as he tried to leave the city, according to local media. It would be the seventh staffer at the pro-democracy Apple Daily to be arrested on national security grounds in recent weeks. The popular tabloid was forced to close following a raid by several hundred police on its headquarters on June 17th and the freezing of key assets and bank accounts. It printed its last edition just days ago on Thursday. Authorities say dozens of the paper's articles may have violated a China-imposed national security law, the first instance of authorities taking aim at media reports under the legislation. Critics of the law introduced last June say it's been used to suppress freedoms in the former British colony. Some of the critics also say the closure of Apple Daily marks the end of an era for media freedom in the city. The Hong Kong Journalists Association, reacting to reports of the airport arrest, condemned the incident. This is VOA News.